I didn't see you. I hope you're not all here for Santa's toy-making tour. You see, he's already left on his annual trip around the world to deliver toys to all the good little girls and boys. You know what? He won't be gone that long. Why don't we just sit here together and we can listen to some Christmas music? Would that be all right? Great! Well, let me just turn on the sound.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Pride of Iowa Chorus.
God rest ye merry gentlemen. 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 God rest ye merry gentlemen.
There in the sky a star to follow.
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
There in the sky a star to follow.
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
There in the sky a star to follow.
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
There in the sky a star to follow.
God rest ye merry gentlemen. Away the coming of the
rest ye merry star to follow.
Away the coming of the
rest ye merry gentlemen.
Away the coming of the
rest ye merry gentlemen.
Claudia Pringle, you may know me better as Mrs. Claus, wife to you know who. Over our many years of marriage, Chris and I have traveled around the world bringing the joy of Christmas to everyone. You know, back in the day, he used to let me ride in the sleigh with him. Alas, it didn't last long. I was too busy sneaking a peek to see what the children were getting for Christmas. But I did ride along long enough to know what the ultimate gift of Christmas really is. Whether in French, Fils la paix règne dans le monde. In Spanish, que la paz prevalezca en la tierra. In any language, the gift remains the same.
Blessed I share some Christmas Moran traditions with you while we wait. Let's start with my favorite, the music of Christmas. Over the centuries, men and women have looked for ways to express their worship of the Savior. And there are countless songs of faith that retell the glory of his birth and the worship that ensued. Add to that the number of secular songs that celebrate the fun of the season, and you've got a whole lot of holiday music. But there's just one word, just one, that seems to express the praise and worship of mankind everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Antique Harmony.
Thank you.
probably at one time in our life wished for one special Christmas gift. You know, kind of like Ralphie in The Christmas Story wanted that Red Ryder BB gun. Or in The Santa Claus, how Laura, the mother, got disenchanted with Santa Claus because she never got her mystery date game. Well, we're going to tell the story of little Gayla Peavy, who was 10 years old, and she had a special Christmas wish.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a bike, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stair. Oh, what a joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like,
you guessed it,
hippopotamuses. And hippopotamuses like me too. La 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 la. Mom said the hippo would eat me up, but then the teacher said the hippo is a vegetarian. La 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 la. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. Ah. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stair. Oh, what a joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like,
you guessed it,
hippopotamuses. And hippopotamuses like me too. And hippopotamuses like me too.
Our next quartet had an unfortunate experience today in that their lead has become ill and needs to have a replacement. So our next quartet will present a replacement lead who just happens to be the same lead you just saw in the other quartet and just happens to be president of the chapter, right, as its privileges. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome, please, Golden Oldies.
Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sin.
we've all sung that probably most of us all our lives. That was a song that was written, the words were written by Charles Wesley way back in the early 1700s. However, the music that he used for that was not at all like what it is today. Felix Mendelssohn wrote the music that we sing to today, but Charles Wesley didn't like that music, so he refused to have it sung that way. So they waited until Charles Wesley died, and then they did it again. Really? And then there's one other thing I'd like to tell you about. Has anyone here ever heard of a welkin? Like, Hark the Herald Welkin Sing. Well, that's why we sing angel. because a welkin in Old English apparently meant angels or heavenly host. And again, Charles Wesley didn't like the change, so they waited until he died before they changed it. So today we get to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We're going to do one more song for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Vintage Sound.
Make the Yuletide gay.
Carter, you know, he gets very hungry as he travels around the world. You can understand. Would you mind if I took about a 10-minute break and left you by yourselves for just a moment? That'd be okay? Yes, I'm sorry, one of my elf helpers is here. Chris and I always like to do a little raffle when we have these Santa toy making tours, you know what I mean. So let me just pull one of these tickets. I'm gonna reach right in there. Okay, let's see, and then I will give out the prize. Oh, why? It looks like it is Mr. John Latch. Okay, you have 10 minutes. Just give me a few, and I'll be right back. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome, please, the Harmony Central Chorus.
Christmas bells are ringing. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas just.
a loving reindeer.
Well, people always ask me what the reindeer are like. Let me tell you a little bit about them. You know, Dasher, he loves to go fast. Dancer is a total extrovert. Prancer loves prancing, naturally. Vixen is a bit of a rascal. Comet is easygoing. Cupid brings people together. And Donner is quite a singer, but he is very loud. Blitzen is as fast as a bolt of lightning. You can see how it is that the reindeer helps Santa to get his job done in just one night.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Off the Cuff.
Child in a land of a thousand.
The paradise tree was hung with fruit, and later that was changed, and now we put gifts on it. Chris and I love to decorate trees. In fact, did you notice the beautiful one on your way in? Chris planted that the year we were married.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome, please, Classify.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome, please, Midnight Madness.
Down south in the southern part of the United States, and I was going through a little town, and like a lot of little towns, it had a square. It was Christmas time, and they had a nativity scene in the square, so I thought I would stop and take a look at it. And so I walked up there, and it was very beautiful, except for one thing. The three wise men were wearing firemen helmets. And I'm like, well, okay, that's weird. I don't know what I'm missing here. So outside. There was no one there. Anyway, I got in my car. I was leaving town, had to get gas, so I went into a convenience store. And I said, you know, I was just stopped at your nativity scene in the square. I said, it's really a nice nativity scene, but what's up with the three wise men wearing fireman hats? And that clerk looked at me and she goes, you Yankees, you're godless. You don't read your Bible. And I said, I beg your pardon? I do read my Bible, but I don't understand why the three wise men have fireman hats. And believe it or not, down there in the Bible Belt, she pulls the Bible out right from her in the camera, flips it open, and says, it says right here, the three wise men came from afar.
So it was that Mary and Joseph made their way to Bethlehem for the census, and there gave birth to Jesus, who was the King of Kings. His birth attracted worshippers from shepherds to kings of foreign lands. Regardless of their backgrounds, each went away knowing that a miracle had occurred on this most holy of silent nights. Angels sang, and the world saw the arrival of its Messiah.
Oh,
time now. I'm so excited. I can't wait to finish celebrating Christmas Eve with him. Oh my goodness. And we're so excited to have a party with the elves. Oh, I think I see him. There he is.
Oh, my gracious sakes. My goodness sakes. Hello, Peter.
Thank you.
Oh, it has been such a wonderful night. But you know, I don't understand it. I can't explain this. Somehow, this night gets longer every year. But it's always good to come home to you.
Oh, I'm so glad to know that you're home safe and that you finished all of your deliveries. And I have a special surprise for you to make tonight even more joyful. Look. Our neighbors have gathered to sing us some Christmas carols.
Joy to the world,
the Lord is come. Receive your King, let every heart prepare in
you. Joy to the world,
the Lord is
come.
Sin and error pine.
our program this evening, unfortunately, some people were left out. We'd like to take this opportunity at this moment to recognize them and publicly thank them for their contributions to the success of our show. First of all, Mary and Joseph, would you say hi to Jamie and Kate Badger? Our hostess, Mrs. Claus, was played by Carissa Badke. Santa Claus, and you don't know how difficult it was to get him here. It was more difficult to get Santa here than it was to get a politician to tell the truth during the entire However, Santa Claus was played by Santa Claus. And my name is F. Now. I had the pleasure and honor of writing a script and seeing to it that everybody got where they ought to be when they ought to be there. And I appreciate that from all of the performers as well as all of you. There's only one thing left to say to an audience as nice as you, and that's Merry Christmas.